Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Hour number two of the Bill Michaels Show. We are glad you are with us, as always. Lot to chat about today when it comes to getting you ready for the Green Bay Packers. Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts, and how big of a game is this? It's a regular season game, and it's a game against an AFC team. But does this game mean more in a lot of different facets? And I think it does. Also, the Bucs deal with Bogdanovich has gone south. And, you know, we had Kevin Holden from CBS 58 on just a little while ago. We're kind of waiting to see how this thing's going to play out. If indeed there's going to be a way for the Bucs to finagle him still to Milwaukee. Apparently he's been in contact with Giannis. Was there tampering? There's investigations. I mean, all this different stuff going on. And I guess frustration. This is one of these things where the league never really cares, it seems anyway. And then all of a sudden the Bucks are involved in a deal that's going to make this team better, or at least give them a legitimate shot at getting to a championship. And all of a sudden everybody cares. And that's kind of the frustrating aggravation of all of this. So the one thing I will say is, by the way, Mark Stein reporting Indiana continuing to explore a sign and trade, trying to acquire Gordon Hayward from Boston. The Knicks are covered here yesterday, remaining a suitor for Hayward as well with salary cap space. So those stories are leaking out. What the argument is that there's a belief that the Bucks talked to Bogdanovich directly, which is you can't do. You can try to trade with another team, but you can't talk to the player directly. Giannis can. Players are allowed to talk all the time. Players do it all the time. But the actual organization or representation cannot. So that's the argument. So I understand, and you know, who knows? I mean, I don't think it's going to be proven to be true, but it's funny because all these deals leak out. Everybody finds out about them. But the Bucks do it, and suddenly it's major news and it's tampering, and we'll see. We'll see what happens. But this, I'm not savvy enough when it comes to playing general manager in the NBA to be able to say who screwed this up, because this is the one question I get all the time. As a matter of fact, over on Facebook, go to facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. And I had put a question up. I said I'd like to do a Facebook Live with you guys and girls this weekend. When's the best time to do it? Sunday before the game or during the game? Okay, you tell me and we'll set a time. Well, the response has been about the Bucks. Alfred says, anytime is good. Always ready to talk about the Packers, but the Bucks are another conversation. It's football season, but I'm all in. And then the other one says, I'm in only if we can go on a profanity-laden tirade about the NBA league offices screwing the Bucks over. LeBron and AD, that's not tampering. The Bucks try to get one second guy one second-tiered guy to come in and help Giannis, and boom, it's tampering. What a joke. And again, this is one of these things where people just say, this is another reason I don't believe in the NBA. It is convoluted. It's much like baseball rules, when you can and can't sign a player, what you have to trade, and trade periods, and free agencies and arbitrations and second-year eligibility. And I mean, all that said, it does get convoluted. It really does. But and I don't, like I said, I don't claim to know enough of the intricacies about it as to who said this is screwed up. I don't know who screwed this deal up. I don't know if it was just Bogdanovich, and if it's you know, Windhorst and other people, Adrian Wojnarowski, Mark Stein, reporting that Bogdanovich was in contact with Giannis. So if that's true, then he knew that the Bucks were looking to better themselves, and you would figure then he would want to come and play for Milwaukee. But the argument is that maybe he wants to go be a bigger fish in another pond for the next contract that he's got coming up. He wants to get paid more money and not be in the shadow and not be a third guy or a fourth guy on a team that's striving for a championship. Maybe the money means more to him than actually getting into a team and into a situation that would be a championship situation. And then this hit last night. This hit. And I started getting, and I don't know if you did, but I started getting a lot of tweets and emails about this. This is the I'm going to set Milwaukee on its ear rumor. And if you already have heard it, pardon me. But the argument here is now the deal was done. Bogdanovich was going to come here. It was all going to happen today. He probably called Giannis and said, hey, dude, sign and trade. My agent's telling me I'm going to be sign and trade. I'm coming to you guys. And then Giannis said, don't do it. I'm not going to stay in Milwaukee. Whoa, wait a minute. Now that throws a monkey wrench in the whole deal. What does he want to come here for if Giannis is not going to sign the Supermax? So that's the conspiracy theory floating around out there. So as far as what screwed this up and why, I don't know. I wish I could tell you. I wish I could give you every minute by minute, fact by fact, blow by blow, so you knew exactly when it came to a trail as to where this thing got so cattywampus. But that is what's starting to heat up and run fast and furious. I don't personally believe that. I have said from the very beginning that I would almost bet my house. As a matter of fact, I would. So if I end up homeless, so be it. But I would bet my house that Giannis signs to stay here in Milwaukee. Milwaukee has done everything. Now, the tone with which Giannis speaks over the last year has gone from this golly geo shucks, this young kid who just wants to stay with the team that brought him in, wants to do great things for the city, wants to become an interwoven part of this community, not just Milwaukee, but the entire state of Wisconsin. He's become a fan favorite. He's completely beloved to this guy of, I know I've got the power. They either do what I say or it's not going to be good. I don't like it. Now, maybe I'm reading too much into just the written word. But not a fan. Once it starts to get to that point, and guys earn that. Don't get me wrong. Guys earn that. But once it gets to that point, you start to go, boy. You know, I personally am glad that he's holding the organization's feet to the fire because I want to see a winner. I think we all do. But I don't want all the power to be in the players' hands, obviously. But the reality is that he's if he's not the best, he's one of the top three best players in the NBA. And you need to put pieces around him. If you have aspirations to win a championship, you look at what's been done in the NBA in the last decade. When LeBron went to Miami to win a championship because he couldn't do it on his own, that set the ball rolling. Players want to be with players who are going to get them championships. Once guys get established as superstars and they get their money, then they want to go win a ring together. My argument has always been, instead of looking to go to New York or LA or Miami or some of these other spots, look to bring people into your backyard. You be the puppet master. You be the orchestrator. Don't let somebody else play you as the puppet. So I would love to see Giannis do that. I would love to see Giannis bring guys here. I don't think he's calling up Bogdanovich and going, hey, guess what? I'm not going to sign that Supermax, you know? I don't think that's happening. But that's some of the conspiracy theory that's running around out there. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shot. I would love to hear from you. Give me your thoughts on this whole Bucks fiasco with Bogdanovich and company saying maybe this isn't going to happen and he's not going to sign the sign and trade. He wants to test the restricted free agent market. He wants to get an offer sheet. I don't know. We'll wait and see. 855-830-8648. You want to hit us up over there on Twitter, you can do so at @Bill_Michaels. @Bill_Michaels. You can also find us on the Facebook fan page. I highly encourage you to do that. Go to Facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. And I got some stuff posted over there as well. Posted some stuff over there. I put that audio clip from ESPN a little bit earlier today, kind of, you know, just trouncing on the Packers. Got the Bleacher Report story over there regarding Josh Hader. I've also got I see that Thanksgiving's are being, you know, highly suggested that you take total precaution when it comes to spending time with family and friends. So I've given you my version of what you could possibly do. You'd have to see it. It's on Twitter, too, but you'd have to see it. So anyway, hit me up. Hit up the phone lines, 855-830-8648. This portion of the program, we know the colder weather is coming. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, they are a part of the program. They're a part of my life because they are in my home. No, Gina Della is not hanging around the house. But the windows and doors are. They're fantastic. And some of the things you want to do when you get new windows and doors, there's four things I talk about all the time. One, you make your house more economical. That's first and foremost. Secondly, you beautify your house. You don't have to worry about cranking open and cranking closed windows and trying to force them to get locked and putting ugly sticks in the doors and in the jams. Or I even saw one guy who wraps the string from his blinds around his window. So if somebody yanks his window open, that's his alarm system, so his blinds fall down. He sent me that yesterday, and I thought that was hilarious. But speaking of that, the third thing is security, and the fourth thing is adding value to your home. Security and value, those are the two big things. And Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can do that. But right now, through the end of the month, they're going to give you an additional 5% off the same-day offer savings at your initial consultation. That's on top of no money down, no payments, and no interest for 2 years. So you can basically Pella now and pay later, as they say, plus 5% bonus savings when you order at the initial consultation. You can schedule that by simply going to PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. Or stop into the amazing Pella Experience Center. That's in Brookfield, in Green Bay, and now they have one in Madison as well. And just discover how easy it can be to get yourself some Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Go to PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. We'll come back. Take your phone calls and thoughts on this this entire Bucks situation. I hope you're not a believer in the conspiracy, but I get it if you are. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show is next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. We are glad you are here. Bill Michaels Show, we continue on. And hopefully you're enjoying the day today. get to the phone calls. And let's talk to Rox listening to us in Eau Claire on 105.1. Rox, how you doing today, buddy?
Good, brother. I'm planning on getting my Pizza Del Rey for the Packers game on Sunday.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Up here in Eau Claire, yes, sir. I think the Drew Holiday thing, first off, was an outstanding deal. I honestly hate seeing George Hill go more than I hate to see Bledsoe go. Bledsoe was turning into a disaster as the day by day went by. Bogdanovich thing, you know, if it is true about the Bucs and this, you know, kind of investigative deal that went down, I guess so be it. But I am not a believer whatsoever in Giannis intending to go elsewhere or, you know, go to another team. He's mentioned on multiple occasions that his goal is to win in Milwaukee. And, you know, I take his word for it. He seems like a genuine guy. If he goes behind our back and, you know, it might be one of the biggest backstabs in NBA history to do that to a fan base as such.
Yeah.
So I don't buy any of it. Love the Drew Holiday thing. Thanks for taking my call, Bill. We'll see you.
All right. Appreciate it, man. Enjoy that pizza. Say hi to JR and his whole staff over there at Pizza Del Rey as well. They got their buffet back, if I'm not mistaken. That was announced a while ago. I hopefully they haven't shut it down, but I love that place. Got a lot of good places. Monk's is a good place there in Eau Claire. I love going there. They got some nice stuff right downtown as well. Love that ice cream parlor. I can't remember what the name of the ice cream parlor is, right there by the river. But I've been there a couple of times too. Really, really good stuff over there in Eau Claire. And always love those ham sandwiches too, those ham and roast beef sandwiches that get dropped off to us when we go to Wild Ridge Golf Course. That's a tremendous, tremendous place. Love that stuff with that hot mustard. Oh, so good. So good. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Hopefully you're able to give us a shout if you choose to do so. By the way, some reports out of the NFL. Taysom Hill, not Jameis Winston, getting the start for the quarterback position for the New Orleans Saints this weekend. How about that? Jameis Winston brought in to be the backup. He doesn't even beat out Taysom Hill. How about that? That's a little bit of breaking news. Myles Garrett on the reserve COVID list now for the Cleveland Browns. After he started feeling sick, he has not been in contact with anyone on the team, though. When he started feeling sick, they quarantined him at the facility so he wouldn't be around anybody. They sent him home right after that, and now, yeah, sure enough, he's tested positive for COVID. So their star defensive end leads the NFL, by the way, with 9.5 sacks. He is will not be playing this weekend because he has tested positive for COVID. So just a couple of sports stories that are floating around out there right now. Jackson writes in the Wendy's email inbox, no way in blanking hell, I can't get word, that Giannis goes anywhere and this deal goes any farther than just a lot of rumors and innuendos. The Bucks are finally starting to approach greatness and people want to knock them down. I am so blanking PO'd. I can't read all of this because it's written profanely, but I get your anger. I do. He says, do you think that the Bucks make another deal with Bogdanovich down the road, or do you think that they go in another direction? If I had to say, I'm not a general manager in the NBA. There's a lot of convoluted stuff to this. But reading what a lot of the people that follow it daily say, that it's probably a 60-40 in favor of not bringing in Bogdanovich, that the deal is most likely dead, but it's only 60-40. Mark Stein seems to think that when they got rid of Ersan Ilyasova, that the deal is dead. Brian Windhorst thinks that the deal could still happen. Adrian Wojnarowski said it's 50-50. I don't know. I don't think they know. I would imagine at this point, John Horst, if he's listening to this program and has us on down there at the Fiserv, and he's sitting in his office, I could just see John Horst. He's kind of rocking back and forth in his chair. He's kind of like Rain Man, you know. He's waiting for Wapner to come on, but really he's waiting for 5 o'clock Central Time because that's when you can start signing things. He's got his phone going, you know, Sally, get me such and such on the line. And he's got that, you know, he's got the speaker going. And he's just sitting there with his fingers, and he's tapping his fingers against one another, back and forth, back and forth. He's making his deals, getting it ready to announce things after 5 o'clock Central Time. And, you know, I hope I hope that's what's going on. Otherwise, I'm thinking to myself, what the hell's going on out here? But I do hope, and I do like Drew Holiday deal. I do like that deal. So you still got yourself a lockdown defender and a pretty good shooter from the outside. But like we talked about yesterday, you do the Bogdanovich deal, and that doesn't leave you a lot of money, a lot of room, really, to be able to bring in free agents, so to speak, to fill out your bench, because you're going to be down seven players. So you got to fill out your bench. You did it with a couple of draft choices, but you still got to fill out your bench with three, four, five more guys. So you got to figure out ways to do that, and all you can offer is probably veterans minimums. So that was one of the things that really propelled the Bucks last year, was that their bench was so strong. And you got contributions almost on a daily basis from everybody. You know? So now, not so much. So we'll see. We'll see what ends up happening. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Chime in if you want to do so. Always love talking to you. Coming up, by the way, at the bottom of the hour, Chris Raybon of the Action Network, the senior editor there. We're going to talk with him about a little bit of betting and some of the lines this weekend. The line last weekend, Packers had the biggest line of all, 13.5, did not cover it. Got the win, but did not cover. So we'll talk with Chris about the upcoming game between the Packers and the Colts and every other game on the docket as well. By the way, speaking of being on the docket, you should call and get on the docket if you have a little extra poundage you want to lose. Or if you're feeling sluggish, if you're feeling moody, if you got the brain fog, or if problems in the bedroom are your problems in the bedroom. Call our friends over at Neumel Medical, 414-455-4451, 414-455-4451. That's the Neumel Medical Center. Really good people over there. And I've been telling you, I started this a while back, back in February, end of February, into March. And because I weighed in last year on January 2nd at 292, sitting at 237.8 today. I gained 1 pound. But then again, I had a big salad late last night after I got off the air. So that's probably it. It's probably sitting there. But nevertheless, it's been a great experience. And it really does work. All you got to do is follow it. Call them 414 for all the locations. 414-455-4451. Again, 414-455-4451. Jumpstart the all-new you. Go in for low T treatments, vitamin supplements, whatever it is you think you need, they can help you out. Or let them. You tell them what your symptoms are and let them give you the recommendation. Consultations, that's what it's all about. Figure yourself out and become a new, bigger, better, badder you. That's our friends over at the Neumel Medical Center. When we come back, let's talk a few betting lines, shall we? Chris Raybon, senior editor for the Action Network, joining us next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
You don't get them girls loose, loose.
TJR.
You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money,
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money, loose, loose. But I do, I do.
I say y'all having a good time out there.
Welcome back to the program. We are glad to have you. Going back to our story regarding Josh Hader, he certainly isn't worried about what he's doing or where he's going, I'll tell you that. He just posted on Instagram a 10-point buck that he brought down. Said, my biggest buck, first morning in Missouri, did not disappoint. There you go. So Josh Hader out doing a little bit of hunting. Hunting beginning today, this weekend. Big weekend. This portion of the program, by the way, speaking of things going on, if you're going to have something going on and maybe you're not going to make your own dinner, what's for dinner? Quick Trip's got you covered. They got some great dinners there. Just bring them home, pop them in the microwave, heat them and eat them, and you are good to go. Don't forget to use your Quick Rewards card as well. Wooden a cup of the warm Karuba coffee. Start to feel good as the weather starts to get a little bit colder as well. Many different things going on over there at Quick Trip. Stop in, tell them we said hi. Time to talk some betting. And some of the lines that are out there. Chris Raybon, senior editor for the Action Network, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Chris, how you doing today, man?
How's it going, Bill?
We're doing well. The biggest line last week, the Packers and the Jaguars. The Jaguars again carry the biggest line. Maybe the Steelers will be able to cover this one because the Packers couldn't do it last week. But this time it's only 10.5 that I'm seeing the Jaguars are being given by the Steelers, correct?
Yeah, it opened around 10. It's up to 10.5, and
71% of the money is on the Pittsburgh Steelers, even though the betting action is pretty split 50-50. So some bigger money is coming in on the Steelers. But this is kind of another one of these letdown spots for Pittsburgh, similar to what we saw a couple of weeks ago against Dallas. In Mike Tomlin's career, as a road favorite by more than a field goal, he's just 16-27-1 against the spread, just a 37% cover rate.
Then I wanted to talk a little bit about the Titans and the Ravens. This game started at 6.5. It's been bet up. It's been bet down. Where's it at now?
Now it's at 5. So it has money has come in on the Titans for most of the part of the early week, and it's down to 5. Right now the action is pretty split. Tennessee getting 64% of the bets. Baltimore 53% of the money. So the money is split because you know, that's why the books kind of move the line down to get that money evened out. But this is a tough spot for Baltimore, losing, you know, a couple weeks ago Ronnie Stanley, and then a big part of their offense in Nick Boyle last week on that primetime game, and also Calais Campbell, Brandon Williams, hurt that run defense when you're going against Derrick Henry. So a tough spot for Baltimore, and that line has been bet down to 5.
Now, does it mean anything that Myles Garrett's been ruled out of the game with the Browns, between the Browns and the Eagles, because he will not be playing due to COVID?
Yeah, that's a pretty substantial loss for the Browns, arguably their best player on defense. So this line has actually come off the board on a number of spots. Earlier in the week, the Browns were favored by 3.5, but I've seen it down to 2.5 at some books, but most of the books, it's off the board at this moment. Before it went off the board, 53% of the bet, 58% of the money on Philly. Remember, Philly's top 5 in defending running backs in terms of yards per carry allowed, and they're also top 6 in pressure rate. Baker Mayfield, 38th of 39 quarterbacks with a 30.8 passer rating under pressure. So Philly actually matches up well in this one, and I wouldn't be surprised to see this line continue to move towards Philly when it reopens.
We just found out Taysom Hill is going to be the quarterback for the Saints and not Jameis Winston. Has that made the line move?
Yeah, this line was as high as 5, 5.5 early in the week. It's down to 3.5. We're seeing 60% of the bets, 70% of the money on the Atlanta Falcons. And you just don't know quite what to expect with Taysom Hill. I think the Saints want to hold Jameis Winston out because, you know, if Breeze is going to be out and then you lose Taysom Hill, or if you lose Winston, excuse me, then you're really stuck because all you have is Taysom Hill, who's also a big part of, you know, what they do on special teams and whatnot. So understandable why they would start Taysom. But, yeah, that's caused the line to move down. I wouldn't be surprised if it got to 3 by the time kickoff happens on 1 p.m. Eastern on Sunday.
I'm looking to the Chiefs and the Raiders in this contest, and the Raiders at 7.5 right now. But the Raiders are giving the Chiefs their only blemish of the season, and yet all the money is basically going to the Chiefs side of things. I'm thinking of a revenge game. Obviously, the rest of the bettors are as well.
Yeah, and this is not only a revenge game. Chiefs are 8-point favorites right now. We know the Raiders are having some COVID issues on defense with a number of their players placed on the list. So we're seeing 61% of the bets, 91% of the money on the Chiefs. I believe that is the most lopsided money percentage of the week. But you not only have this revenge factor, you also have Andy Reid coming off of a bye. And in his career, when he's had more than 7 days to prepare, 40-26-1, 61% against the spread. And road favorites off a bye since 2003, 64-31-2, 67% against the spread. So a great situational spot for the Kansas City Chiefs here.
Boy, I look at the numbers and I think how far the Patriots have fallen. The Patriots and the Texans, a 3-point spread. It's been bet up and down. Now that most of the money is going towards the Patriots, but when you're talking about a really bad Texans team and the Patriots not getting a ton of respect in the point spread, holy mackerel, how times have changed, huh?
Yeah, you know, Patriots 2-point favorites, and I think part of that is due to them being on the road. Even though, interestingly enough, Bill, home field advantage really hasn't meant much this season. It's been worth about a half a point to a point. So you are seeing the Patriots favored here. The one thing with this game is they match up well with Houston because Houston is last in the league in run defense. So that is a great spot for the Patriots, but 66% of the bet, 69% of the money on New England as the two-point favorite.
As good as the Dolphins have been, and I believe a lot of the money is going to the Dolphins, as good as they've been, only a 3.5-point spread in this contest. The Broncos' offense just bad. Their defense is really, really solid, but their offense is just bad. Is it just because their defense is that good and Tua is that young of a quarterback?
Yeah. Also, you remember, you know, going to Mile High is not exactly the easiest thing. Like, that's one place where, you know, the home field advantage goes a little bit beyond just the fans in the stands. You also have the altitude to deal with, which, you know, for a young Miami team, you know, could be somewhat of an issue. But Miami still is the 3.5-point favorite, getting 58% of the bets and 92% of the money. So that's actually the most lopsided money of the week, because Miami getting over 90% of the dollars coming in here. And yeah, just playing great defense, you know, is Miami and a very well-coached team. So, you know, this is a team that, you know, people have a perception of Miami as like this team in the middle of a rebuild. Like, they're past that now. Like, they're rebuilt and they're going to make a run for the AFC East title.
Then you've got to the Jets and the Chargers, and this game was about a 10-point spread early on. And look, I'd like Justin Herbert as much as the next guy, but I didn't know if a 10-point spread for a team that's only got a few wins versus a team that doesn't have any would be warranted. And since then, it's been bet down a little bit, and more people are starting to put money on the Jets in this contest, correct?
Yeah, the money is coming in on the Jets. 59% of the dollars are on the Jets. But this line has actually moved the other way. It was Chargers by 8.5 earlier in the week. It's up to 9.5. And usually the smart play would be to back a team like the Jets, you know, hasn't been covering very often and, you know, going against the team, big spread. But Adam Gase, it's been a real struggle for him throughout his career in these spots. When he is a road underdog by more than 5 points in his career, he is 4-18 against the spread, covering just 18% of the time, including 0-4 this season.
Then the other game that I wanted to talk about, other than the Packers game, the Rams on the road taking on the Buccaneers in this one. These are two really good teams. Very difficult for West Coast to go to East Coast and walk away with a win. Only a 3.5-point spread. That's moved. The line's moved a little bit on that, right?
Yeah, the Buccaneers are up to a 4-point favorite. 53% of the public is betting on the Rams, but 75% of the money is on the Buccaneers here. And I think that has something to do with Andrew Whitworth, the left tackle for the Rams, being out. Remember, the Rams, their whole thing is they have to protect Jared Goff and try to keep him in manageable situations. When he gets pressured, that's when things start to unravel. On the other end, this is fascinating because – if you remember a couple of weeks ago, you know, we were kind of questioning what the heck's going on with the Bucs. Two straight primetime games they kind of sleepwalk through. Tom Brady goes to bed at 8:30. This is another primetime game. I wonder if the Bucs may come out a little flat as well. The public doesn't believe so, apparently, because 90% of the money is on the over at 48. So we'll see about this one. But I suspect this may be a little uglier than people think.
And then there's the Packers on the road taking on the Colts. That line really hasn't moved a whole lot. It's a 2.5-point spread in this one. And God, it's the number one defense overall going up against a Packers offense that's been very, very good. The Colts can run the ball. The Packers don't do well at really stopping the run. So has this line moved very much? And where's the betting lines?
So early in the week, the Sharps steamed the Colts, which means kind of like, you know, they hit up multiple sports books and put a lot of money on the Colts, and that line moved to about 2.5. It was about 1.5. Now it's back down to 2 because the public, you know, still betting on the Packers. 59% of the bet have come in on the Packers, but 54% of the money is on the Colts. And I think this is actually a really important game for the Packers offense to kind of prove that they can – do it against these type of defenses. Because if you remember, Bill, you know, we talked about it, you know, headed into that Tampa Bay game. You know, these tend to be the games that Aaron Rodgers struggles in, even when he's having these great seasons. If you kind of look back to San Francisco last season, the Colts are another team. They can get pressure, they can cover, and they don't really have to blitz a lot to do it. So I'm sure that Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur have this one circled. But, yeah, the big money guys are on the Colts in this one.
No doubt. Chris, always good to talk to you. We'll chat again next week as things get going, okay?
All right, Bill, take care.
Appreciate it. There you go. Chris Raybon of the Action Network giving us some of the betting lines, and he's right. This is one of those games where when good defenses come up against Aaron Rodgers and those offenses, they have been stymied. That's why I continue to say that I think this is, other than just being a game against a team over 500, and in the standings, it doesn't mean a whole lot if you lose to a team in the AFC. This is a big game. It's a big game for a lot of different levels. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, and appreciate Chris all the time. Hey, my friends, look, I've got a couple of great winter getaway ideas to think about. We know the holidays are right around the corner. You may want to get away. You may want to do some social distancing, even with your family. And wouldn't getting away from all the noise right now be great? Think about this. Pine Mountain Resort in Majestic, Iron Mountain, Michigan. Totally remote. And social distancing, by the way, built right in, because they are rated the number one ski resort in Michigan and in Wisconsin. And when the weather gets colder, they're making snow. And that means you can get outside, you can socially distance. And now when you book your ski weekend and you do it before Christmas, you're going to get two lift tickets for free. That's a $110 value. Just go to PineMountainResort.com, PineMountainResort.com, or you can head north to the iconic Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin, where they have they've got snowmobile parking right there in the parking lot, and they have got on the island and then off of the island, and then 400 miles of snowmobile trails. You get off the island and you've got all kinds of room up there in the North Woods to be able to snowmobile and then come back onto the island and enjoy yourself, whether it's in the pool or the big hot tub, fine dining, Boundary Waters Sports Bar and Cafe downstairs. Plenty of things to do. It's just a nice weekend getaway. Just a great, great fun place to go to. Very iconic, very historic. Go to TheFourSeasonsWI.com. That's TheFourSeasonsWI.com. Two great winter getaways where you can interact as much or as little as you're comfortable with, and two tremendous offers. Go to TheFourSeasonsWI.com or PineMountainResort.com. Tell them we sent you as well. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veteran Services Department at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
It's the Packers and the Colts, 3:25 Sunday afternoon at Lucas Oil Stadium in downtown Indianapolis. The Colts are 6-3, the Packers 7-2. Now, a couple of weeks ago, Aaron Rodgers said the 49ers' Fred Warner was the best inside linebacker in the NFL. Well, Colts linebacker Darius Leonard says he plans to change Rodgers' mind on Sunday.
I seen it as soon as he said it. You know, you hear things like that, that just give you that extra motivation to go out and play. I've been looking forward to this game ever since you said it. You know, just kind of, you know, for him to say that to Fred Warner, you know, they play on time twice a year. So, you know, my first time, I want to leave a mark and hopefully, you know, change his mind on, you know, what he said about that.
On special teams, the Packers have struggled, giving up a blocked punt in Houston, and last week, a 91-yard punt return against the Jaguars. Special teams coordinator Sean Menenga.
Obviously, yeah, we've had a couple things happen to us. It's something you don't want to have happen. Sometimes in special teams, we talk about with field position and some of the things that happened. Obviously, we're trying to scheme things up, and it just hasn't worked out for us.
The Colts' offensive line has size and speed. Their left guard, Quentin Nelson, is 6'5", 330 pounds. Preston Smith.
I mean, they got a lot of guys that play great together, and they all, you know, move on one accord. And they play, you know, they're like a string. They all move at once, and they all play together consistently.
As Packers linebacker Preston Smith in Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens on The Bill Michaels Show.
Beautiful day outside. I know the weather is going to change, and for those of you going hunting, don't forget, take us on the radio.com app. And if you're in the North Woods, or you're in the woods in general, or maybe in a deer stand, don't forget, coming up immediately following Green Bay and Indianapolis, we're going to be on the air as the Green and Gold Postgame Show. Gary Ellerson and I are going to give you the analysis and take all your phone calls, emails, and tweets, and we'll be hopefully talking about a Packers victory, and we'll see if the narrative begins to change in favor of the Green Bay Packers. But if it's not, then we'll discuss what went wrong. So make sure if you're heading up north, you're going to go do the deer hunting thing this weekend, by all means, make sure you take us with you. Put it on your phone. Put those Bluetooths in, or just if you're wired with a headset. But this way you're able to listen to the Green and Gold Postgame Show, because I know you're going to be listening to the Packer game. So check it out. and listen to us immediately following Green Bay and Indianapolis. And don't forget, when you download that app, the minute we go on the air, you'll get an alert basically saying, hey, we're getting ready to go on the air. So good stuff there. Coming up here in the next hour, we're going to talk with Eric Baranchuk at the Green Bay Press Gazette here at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk more about this Packers game coming up this weekend and about the possibility of wins, the possibility of losses, what they need to do to win this ballgame. Many of you have chimed in, but I really think it's interesting. And I want to go back to what we did in the first hour. I want you to hear some of what was said about the Packers organization nationally this morning. I'll kind of get back into that again, and it'll allow us some time to talk and break it down and get your thoughts on all of this. But I do think it's interesting, and I do think it's something that today's one of those days where you take these words, you tuck it away in your mental file, and then as the season progresses and as the end of the season culminates, then you pull it back out and say, okay, was this prediction, was this premonition, was this thought process right or wrong? And we'll get into that coming up here in the next hour. Hey, our friends over at the Biofuels Association want to remind you, if you want to do something, if you're out traveling and you're heading, say, to go to the deer stand, or if you're heading up north, or if you're going to go visit friends or relatives for Thanksgiving, even though you're doing it in small gatherings, listen up. Do something good for the farmers. If there's anything that we've learned throughout this whole situation with the pandemic, it's to buy local and support local. Do something good for the farmers, the truck drivers, the refinery workers. Highly recommend either unleaded 88 or E85. E85, you're doing something great for the environment. You know that already. That's the reason you probably bought a flex fuel vehicle. You're saving a little bit of money at the pump as well. But when you go with unleaded 88 with a car that's newer than 2001, or you go with E85, you're doing something great for ethanol, and that is corn, and that's the farmers. For all the information and to see if your car qualifies, go to abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org, and do something great for the local economy right here in our own backyard. Again, abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org. Let's talk some Packers football. The narrative, we've written it. Now we'll see if it changes this weekend. Talk about it next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.